Yes, actually very, very new. Julian Anderson will be a world premiere. I'm Catherine Bott, and good night. It's BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital and online. Now it's Late Junction with Anna Hilda Nessett.
Abstracted Blues by John Fahey with Red Cross Disciple of Christ Today. Welcome to Late Junction with me, Anna Hilda Nessett. Fahey borrowed heavily from blues and folk traditions and inspired a sort of primitivist movement in the States. We're going to stay with a primitive guitar. This is music you can hear on most Thursdays in Nouakchott, the capital of Mauritania. A threadbare Bedouin tent is pitched in the middle of a sandy road or in an empty lot between houses. A few worn oriental rugs are laid down in the sand. A bullhorn speaker is lashed to the tent pole and the music begins. ¶¶
ce sera tout à fait comme à la radio. Ce ne sera rien, rien que de la musique. Ce ne sera rien, rien que des mots, des mots. Des mots, comme à la radio. Ça ne dérangera pas, ça n'empêchera pas de jouer aux cartes. Ça n'empêchera pas de dormir sur l'autoroute. Ça n'empêchera pas de parler d'argent. Ce sera tout à fait comme à la radio. Ce ne sera rien, juste pour faire du bruit. Le silence est atroce. Quelque chose est atroce aussi. Entre les deux, c'est la radio. Tout juste un peu de bruit pour combler le silence. Tout juste un peu de bruit et rien de plus. Tout juste un peu de bruit, n'ayez pas peur. Ce sera tout à fait sur les routes. À cette minute, un médecin alcoolique jurera au-dessus du corps d'une jeune fille et il dira: elle ne va pas me claquer entre les doigts, la garce. À cette minute, cinq vieilles dans un jardin public entameront la question de savoir s'il est moins 20 ou moins 5. À cette minute, des milliers et des milliers de gens penseront que la vie est horrible et ils pleureront. À cette minute, deux policiers entreront dans une ambulance et ils jetteront dans la rivière un jeune homme blessé à la tête. À cette minute, une vieille dame ivre-morte gémira seule au dernier étage sous son lit et ne pourra plus bouger. À cette minute, un Espagnol sera bien content d'avoir trouvé du travail. Il fait froid dans le monde. Il fait froid. Il fait froid. Il fait Mais n'ayez pas peur. On sait ce que c'est que la radio.
Come à la radio, a collaboration with French singer, dancer and actress Brigitte Fontaine, her Algerian partner Areski, and the Art Ensemble of Chicago, recorded in 1969 in Paris. This was the first record Fontaine and Areski did together. They met while playing in an experimental theatre performance and, as it happens, the Art Ensemble of Chicago were performing across the road. So they all decided to get together and make a record. Come à la radio is a result, a beautiful album which I think displays the musicians' willingness to explore and enter new territories, mixing avant-garde jazz and African rhythms with Fontaine's chanteuse song form. More fruits from Art Ensemble stay in Europe later on in the programme, but first, A Ballad of London Nights by John Ireland, as played by John Lenihan.
Thank you.
the deep, dark voice of Japanese singer Few with an intimate version of Elvis Presley's classic. Few came out of punk music. Her group Aunt Sally ripped through Ramones songs in the late 70s. With that low voice, she goes against the grain of female Japanese pop fashion. Jim O'Rourke, who's based in Japan, plays bass and synth on that album. Before that, we heard The Relay by Gastro del Sol, the duo of O'Rourke and David Grubbs, recorded in 1996. Here's an all-star cast, including John Zorn, Arthur Lindsay and Fred Frith, with a version of Morricone's famous soundtrack for the classic film A Fistful of Dynamite. The Italian title of the film is Giù la testa. Zorn calls his playful arrangements Duck, You Sucker.
Thank you.
Ennio Morricone's interest in avant-garde music is little known. He was part of an improvising group called Gruppo di Improvvisazione Nuova Consonanza. That was their groovy improvisation Seguita from 1971. From hip 70s Roma now to Jamaica sound systems. This track by Dadawa was originally released in 1974. Dadawa is Michael George Henry, better known as Raz Michael, master of the traditional art of hand drumming. Here is Run Come Rally.
Ilja Rastafari, Emperor Heliai Selassiei. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible, and he's a great king over all the earth. Jah shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. O thou most high God, Jah, Rastafari, Almighty God, Amen. Come together, brothers, sisters. Now come
now,
when we must unite and be strong, that we can put away all the wrong in the land. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any nation. Knowing that the wicked must fall, righteous must live. Hail to the kings of kings and the Lord of lords, conquering land of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, Mr. 5x5, Revelation 5, Emperor Heliai Selassiei. Run, come, rally, rally, run.
So run away, come away.
the stars. Yes, no more slavery, no more pain, and no more sorrow. We have to flee from the land of the sinking sand. As our father told us what life was taught him. Until the color of man's skin makes no more significance than the color of man's eyes. Until all is looked upon equal as they are in the eyes of the Almighty God. The dream of peace will only be a fleeting illusion. Only to be pursued but never attained. Each and every one is looked upon equal as they are in the eyes of the Almighty. Until there is no more first, second and third class nations of the world. Yes, last year. We gotta be free, my brethren. We gotta have love. Without love, you're nothing at all. Without love, you're nothing at all. Without love, you're nothing at all. At all.
vintage recording from Turkestan, taken from a collection of rare songs recorded between 1925 and 48, collected by Pat Conte, who has over 10,000 78s from around the world in his basement. His project is called The Secret Museum of Mankind. More from his collection later. A string quartet now, by American composer Gloria Coates, who has a special love of the glissando. Protestation Quartet No. 1 is one of her earliest compositions. The Focus Group, a project by designer and artist Julian House, whose delightful music is a patchwork of samples from sources such as old radio jingles, vintage educational broadcasts, and fragments from 70s children's TV series. Here's a rare thing. Hands 2 is the project of Jeff German. He plays the cactus. From the original LP sleeve notes, Egress is a song cycle comprising short songs played entirely on the remains of a dead cactus. Listen out for when he starts to bow the spikes.
Thank you. Your
Art Ensemble of Chicago, who we heard earlier in a collaboration with French singer Brigitte Fontaine. I love the wild improvisation occasionally bursting out of the groove. That was Thème de Yo-Yo from their soundtrack L'Estance à Sophie, with Fontella Bass on vocals. From European avant-garde to the steppes of Mongolia. This is a vocal duet referred to as Kargara, a kind of song that would fill a winter's night by the fire. It's recorded in 1930 and collected by Pat Conte for his Secret Museum of Mankind project. This is Mongu Tool 2. That was Mongolian group Mongu Tool 2. We're staying in the early 20th century. Raw pre-war gospel now, Honey in the Rock, from the album American Primitive Volume 1, released by John Fahey. I love the bicycle bell creating the rhythm on this track from 1927.
Hallelujah.
Texas-born lap steel musician Heather Lee with New Happiness, an as-yet unreleased solo piece previewed exclusively on Late Junction. 2 days ago, I played a Johnny Cash song about loading coal. Here's Ewan McCall, Charles Parker and Peggy Seeger on the same theme from one of the Radio Ballads experimental documentaries commissioned by the BBC.
Out of the dirt and darkness I was born. Go down. Out of the hard black coal face I was torn. Go down. Kicked on the world and the earth split open. Crawled through a crack where the rock was broken. Burrowed a hole away in the coal. Go down.
Oh, that was Jackie Torr from Derbyshire.
In a cradle of coal in the darkness I was laid. Go down. Down in the dirt and darkness I was raised. Go down. Cut me teeth on a 5 foot timber. Held up the roof with me little finger. Started me time away in the mine. Go down.
Oh, yes, we got to find umpteen stories about Isaac Lewis in the anthracite.
On the day that I was born, I was 6 foot tall. Go down. And the very next day I learned the way to hull. Go down. On the third day worked at bar and pillar. Worked on the fourth as a long wall filler. Getting me steam up, hewing the seam. Go down.
Yes, oh yes, this Towers, away. Well, you couldn't be beat, this George Towers is
Robert big, Towers.
Bob Towers.
Bah, he's a big man. Could you imagine? He's 18 stone.
No fat.
No fat. 18 stone of man. what they call the County of Durham Big Ewer.
It was like a machine when he was young. You could hear the pick, 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 pick. As regular as the clock. Never used to see
never
him.
Never.
I'm the son of the son of the son of a collier's son. Go down. Coal dust flows in the veins where the blood should run. Go down. Five steel ribs and an iron backbone, teeth that can bite through rock and black stone. Working me time away in the mine. Go down.
When I say a miner, I mean a chap whose roots are right down through the earth.
I felt it was a great thing to be a miner as a boy, to go down the pit and come up, and I felt that I was a brave man and all the rest of it.
What is it makes a young and a likely lad go down? Far from the light of day, what sends him underground? To win his bread in the dark of the mine, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. What makes a man go down?
As my old mother used to say to me, what's bread in the bone, you canna knock out of the flesh.
That's all my father told me. Get on your toes, and the manager is approaching you now. And if he asks your name, reply sharply your name and stand on your toes. Show that you are tall and willing to work. And that's what my father advised me.
New York composer Larry Polanski, performing his own piece, 34 Chords, a tribute to his friend and fellow composer Christian Wolff. Even though it's made for just one guitar, Polanski calls it an orchestration of Morton Feldman's unaccompanied choral work, Christian Wolff in Cambridge. We've reached the end of Late Junction with me, Anna Hilda Nesset. Don't forget to check the website for the track details, and you can listen again on the iPlayer too. Here's John Martin wishing you good night with Small Hours.
Get on up and fly away. Go on out for another way. And a new day dawn, gonna carry on. Keep on loving while your love is strong. Keep on loving till your love is gone away. Wherever love will take you home, say don't care, cause I love you so. And just love you so. Keep on loving till the love is gone. Keep on loving while your love is strong.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. A Mozart Mass and the third of Chopin's piano sonatas are among the music in the next 2 hours, but the main event is a selection from the archives of the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra, which includes Mahler's Fourth Symphony in about a quarter of an hour, preceded by the Adagietto from the Fifth. October 1940 is when this first recording was made, as public concerts continued despite the Nazi invasion just a few months earlier. Willem Mengelberg was then close to completing his remarkable 50-year tenure as the orchestra's chief conductor. Here he's conducting Johann Wagenaar's overture to Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew.
Thank you.
the spirits of Berlioz and Richard Strauss hovering over Johann Wagenaar's overture De Getemte Feix, or The Taming of the Shrew, from 1909. That was Willem Mengelberg conducting the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra in 1940. The orchestra's long Mahler tradition stems from Mengelberg's friendship with the composer. They corresponded regularly, and Mengelberg wrote in his score of the Fifth Symphony that the Adagietto was Mahler's declaration of love for his wife Alma. They'd both confirmed this to him, it seems, and his 1926 recording of the slow movement bears it out.
Thank you.
Willem Mengelberg still favoured string portamento long after it became unfashionable, as you can hear in that 1926 performance of the Adagietto from Mahler's Fifth Symphony, making up for it, though, with a sprightly tempo. Mengelberg's career in his homeland ended sadly in 1945 amid accusations of Nazi collaboration, and the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra had to seek other Mahler conductors. Bruno Walter had also been a friend and trusted colleague of the composer. Here he is in 1952 conducting the Fourth Symphony. The soprano soloist in the finale is Elisabeth Schwarzkopf.
Thank you. Thank you.